Yo, this is Ehab from South of Eden, and you're watching CMS TV.
You know what, let's just roll to like 2:30 and 2:30, 2:40, and then we'll call it. How's that?
All right. That's
because my arm's feeling okay, but I got a feeling once I'm done with this, I'm done. So
all right, no problem.
How about your band, one of your favorites, Steel Panther?
Okay.
Steel Panther, pull this onto the screen here, has basically again come out. Thumb their nose at the fucking social justice fags. I better write that down. and said that they are not cancelable.
Okay.
They're just like, no, you can't cancel us. People come to our shows. They know what they're getting.
I'm going to agree with them.
I saw this. I was just like, yeah, I don't see any, no argument here. You know, I mean, do you think anything that they could do? Well, let's go backwards a little bit. How do you think they've avoided it?
Because they've never apologized.
You think that's just it?
Because Satchel had his guitar pedal, the Pussy Melter.
Mm-hmm.
He never apologized. He didn't say, oh, I'm sorry I offended anybody, blah, 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 blah. He goes, oh, fuck those people. They don't want the Pussy Melter. Well, here, you can get it over here if you don't like the, you know, mainstream thing. And
right.
The thing is these guys have always done what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And people know what they do.
Right.
And still come out to see them because they think they're funny.
But why do you think the venues haven't stopped them?
Because there's money involved.
It's too much money to lose.
Yeah, they still sell.
If they became, I don't know, 1,000-person band, you think they'd have a lot more problems?
Well, it depends on how big the venues are.
That's what I mean. If the venues were like 1,000, if they got downgraded to where they could only play for like, because right now they're still playing like 5,000 to 10,000 people.
Yeah, but they do also play places like the House of Blues, which is usually like 900 to 1,000 people.
Do they on tour?
Oh yeah.
I didn't realize they play.
Oh yeah, they play here in the Chicago House of Blues.
Oh, I didn't realize they play in smaller venues.
Oh yeah, they do. They do. They play, in fact, whenever they come into town, that's usually where they play.
Okay. I thought they played bigger rooms.
No, I think that the House of Blues here in Chicago holds like 9 or 950 or some shit.
Okay.
And they're always sold.
Well, good on them then.
You know, so to sell out a House of Blues or some theater or some whatever at 1,000 seats.
Right.
They do it every time.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I don't know what their asking price is. I don't know what they get, but I'm going to guess it's probably 20 or 25.
Right. Sure.
You know, and they do okay.
Yeah. They're making their living. They keep putting out records. They keep putting out, you know, music, and people are apparently buying it or listening to it or something.
Sure. But the thing is, you know, for people of that fans of that genre, that 80s genre, and the look and the, you know, the whole shtick.
Yeah.
Do, it's entertaining because the people who like that stuff, they get it.
Right.
You know, it's the whole, you know, they obviously two of the biggest bands that they rip off obviously is Poison and Motley Crue.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. With their look.
Right.
You know, cause they got that Motley Poison look and people like that nostalgia thing and they tap into that and their lyrics are funny and they're cliche and it's like Sam Kinison as a band.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Well, yeah, I'm not going to read the story. If you want to read the story, it's on Blabbermouth. If you want to hear the interview, it's up with our friend from Canada, the Metal Voice. He did the interview and he did a good job.
Okay.
So you can check it out if you want. I didn't want to get into a whole thing about it. I just wanted to see if you had a thought on why they've just not even attempted to be canceled, really.
Well, they didn't transform into Steel Panther.
Right.
They always were Steel Panther, Metal School, or Metal Shop, where they
began.
And they always did this.
Right.
So the worst thing that could have happened to them is that they played out their shtick.
Right.
But people seem to still like it.
Yeah, people like it. They're into it.
And they know them, and they know what they do, and they know the shtick, and they know the songs, and they know the cliche, and they know that they're making light of the mostly the 80s. And that's what they play on, and people go, oh, that's funny. I like it. It's silly.
Right.
You know, and they go, it's like going to see a music comedian.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
Okay. Makes sense. All right. I have one more thing on my list. And then if we have time and if my arm is hanging,
all right,
you can wrap it up.
You can call it anytime.
Yeah, I know.
But it works for you. It works for me.
Yeah. I'm hanging as long as I can, cause I want to give the fans a full run tonight, since we're almost there. There is a show. I'm going to preface this by saying I was watching something completely different than this show when I discovered this show. I was watching whatever I was watching on Stars, so like Ghost or something like that on Stars, and I fell asleep, and I woke up to this show on Stars. Now, the show is called Minx. Have you heard of this show?
Before you jump in.
Yes.
Taylor is chiming in.
Yes.
She says, Steel Panther played the House of Blues in Chicago tonight.
Oh, look at that.
Matter of fact. She said, sold out.
Yeah.
Couldn't get a ticket before the show except for the resale market at $103 a pop. She said, fuck that.
Fuck that is right.
So that's why she's listening to our two lowly asses. So Steel Panther playing House of Blues Chicago tonight.
All right. Well, there you go. There's your answer.
Or did.
Yeah. So there's the answer.
All right. So go ahead. Back.
Back to this show, Minx. So I'm going to play the trailer for you, and then I have some real takes about this show.
Okay.
But, let's play the trailer first, and then we'll get into this.
All right.
Here we go. So the show is called Minx. M-I-N-X. From this, it looks like it's on HBO Max, but I know I was watching it on Stars. So I don't know how this all works. Maybe it's on both. I don't know. But here we go. Minx. Pull this up. Make that full.
All right. Here we go. It's a retro show.
It's a retro show
from the
60s.
All right. Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
School makes you feel like a fool. You too can snag a spouse. Find your thin within. This country treats women like second-class citizens. We're overlooked, underpaid, and overwhelmed. We deserve a magazine that inspires us. The matriarchy awakens.
Why is she so angry?
I believe I covered that in my presentation.
Come pitch it to me.
You're a publisher?
I am.
Breasts, more breasts. Oh, look, bigger breasts. You read my magazine.
I did. What, you think I'm illiterate or something?
Well,
look, it's not Proust.
It's pronounced Post.
Do people enjoy your company?
Not really. Oh, you're not.
All right. So are you getting the gist of this so far?
Well, I'm looking at the attire of the cast.
Yeah.
It doesn't look very 60s to me.
What does it look to you?
It looks like disco era 70s.
It might be 70s. I'm not sure what it is. Yeah,
but the cars and the
cars were 60s.
Yeah, definitely 60s. And then this girl with the angel wings, she got cottage cheese ass.
Yeah. Which plays into the movie quite a bit.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. Okay. So here's the premise. We can we'll watch the rest of the trailer, but I'll give you the basic premise.
Okay.
Apparently, this is a true story. She was a fucking feminazi. She was trying to pitch a magazine. She thought she was better than everybody else. because she was going to be the one that exposed men.
For what? Having dicks?
Being assholes because they abuse women or use women for their sexuality.
Okay. Because men enjoy pussy.
Yeah. Well, then that's bad.
Oh,
she's the original. She's the original before it became a movement.
All right.
But she goes to a trade show trying to pitch this dumb magazine. And the only one that'll talk to her is this porn guy that makes porn magazines.
Okay.
So the porn guy convinces her to bring her idea and merge it with his porn.
So it's Penthouse Forum.
No. It's Playgirlish.
Oh, okay. Well, I only buy Playboy for the articles.
Not Playboy. He's going the other way.
I'm just making a joke because that was always the excuse why you would buy Playboy.
They have great sports coverage.
I buy it for the articles.
Yeah, their sports writing is fantastic.
All right.
All right, so watch a little more of the trailer, and then I'll explain this movie to you because it's okay. Or this show because it's something.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Suggesting that you publish the matriarchy. Wait.
Oh God, no! I mean, not in its current form. And don't get me wrong, it's good. It's just you gotta hide the medicine. It's like when you give a pill to a dog, you dip it in peanut butter first.
I'm sorry.
Nude men.
Do you even understand what it is I'm trying to do here?
Of course I do. Feminism.
Hi, I'm Bambi, your new centerfold coordinator. Oh, what's the number one thing women find sexy?
And
motorcycles.
Our goal is to level the playing field between the sexes.
She seems a little brainy.
Yeah, I think that's the point. Unless you want to be selling under-the-counter mags for the rest of your life.
Go ahead.
Oh, great.
All those nights working away in your room.
And I'm going to stop here.
So they're taking pictures of the Playgirl model with Polaroids?
To try and find the right dicks to use.
All right.
Let me stop you right here and try and explain this a little bit.
Okay.
I am not going to lie and say that this was not an enjoyable kind of a funny show.
Well, it's campy.
It's campy, and it's... Yeah. It's got a message, and the two messages collide, and they're wrong and whatever. I'm going to tell you where this show goes drastically wrong.
All right.
Same place another show that I love went terribly wrong. That show would be Oz. Remember how Oz was a great show, but the biggest complaint was way too much cock?
Okay.
This show might set the record for the most cock in a TV show.
Well, we're trying to revert away from the tits and ass and exploit the cock. But the thing is that regardless if you're a man or a woman, neither one of them really enjoy cock.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, chicks are tough to convince to having sex to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they were really cock monsters, they'd be grabbing at your crotch all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't do that. You have to talk them into it, or you have to lull them into it. Yeah. Guys, on the other hand, if there's a nice set of tits or, you know, a girl willing to give it up, he's all over that shit.
Doesn't matter if it's bleeding. Doesn't matter if it's dirty. Doesn't matter if it stinks.
Chicks, guys are going on the other hand, you have to work them into that and go, you need to get involved with this. And it's like, well, okay, but just a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And guys are just like, you could have the stinkiest vag, but if you're going to give it up, I'm all over it.
That's right. Doesn't matter what it's attached to. Couldn't care less.
Exactly. So it doesn't work the opposite direction.
Yeah, it really doesn't, but. Back to the cocks.
Yes.
They do the scene that they showed where the one guy was pulling his dick out and they were taking the pictures.
Yes.
This scene went on endlessly.
Right.
And they must have shown, no kidding, 40 cocks.
Yeah. But see, here's the thing is you can't, you can't reverse human nature.
No,
that's the whole thing. You can't convince human nature to be a certain way.
No, not at all.
Either you're into it or you're not.
And this scene made me really not into this show.
Right, of course.
Because there was so much cock. And then
how much cock was there?
Miles of cock.
Holy and shit.
Not only was there miles of cock, but then when they picked some.
Right.
Then they started showing them on the shoots, taking more pictures of the cocks. So the first guy they picked was a, some kind of like a construction worker guy.
Okay.
So they put him in a hard hat, a vest, and no pants.
What was he in the Village People?
He might as well have been. He might as well have been. All right. And of course, now we got to get 15 different minutes of this guy fucking waving his cock around on the on the set. I was like, I want to like this show. I want to watch it, but I can't watch that much dick.
Right. Would you classify this show as being cock-centric?
It's very cock-centric. I'm telling you, it's the most cock I've ever seen in a show.
Even looking at yourself naked when you get out of the show.
I don't even see that much cock then. In
55 years of On This Earth, I've never seen that much cock even when I get out of the show.
Dude, I'm telling you, I could spend 3 hours on Pornhub scrolling and I won't see that much cock. This is cock overload.
Right.
Coverload, as I call it. It's fucking way too much. I was like, why am I watching this? But I couldn't turn it off.
It's like, I'm trying to equal the playing field here.
Well, Jesus, there's no tits in this show that I've seen so far. It's just dick.
Right.
It's really, really a struggle. But other than the overflow of cock, it's really quite a well-done show.
I like the storyline. And the characters are so compelling.
Oh, they're not, but it's...
I have to fast forward through the cock, though.
Yeah, it's just like, ugh. Just like
I did with Darren when he was fucking another guy in Animal Kingdom.
That's exactly what it is. It was just
holy shit.
That's all I wanted to share. The show is called Minx.
All right.
Apparently it's on HBO Max. I swear I saw it on Stars, but
okay.
But if you want to watch a show that's really kind of fun, and if you can tolerate a fucking mile and a half of fucking dick.
Unless you have a fast forward button.
Yeah, or a fast forward button, even that. Even that, you're still seeing a lot of dick just moving faster.
Right.
It's just, oof, my God. But that's the current show that's out there right now, Minx.
All right. Fair enough.
There you go.
Okay.
And that's all I got. I think we're done here.
Are you ready to roll out?
Yeah, I think we're done here.
Okay. All right. Well, it's been a fun show. I'm glad you hung in there for 5.5 hours.
Yeah, that's good.
I mean, I think we were very topical and fun. And
absolutely.
You know, we move things along pretty quickly. I got a few laughs out of it. So
yeah.
That's all that's important. I appreciate everybody who's been a fan of the show. Listen in. Check out the videos. Members of the locals.
Yeah.
Good stuff. So, thank you to everyone who's participated and hung out with us tonight. I apologize that we have not been consistent over the last month or so, but shit happens.
Yeah, we got shit out of control here.
Deal with it, you fuckers.
That's right. No, whoever just wrote this, is this J-Rad? The weenies did not talk like in the Pammy and Tommy show.
Oh, yeah. Did his cock speak?
No cock speak.
Dick. He didn't talk to his dick.
What is this? When will Chris be on again?
Next week.
Well, I'll be on Monday on Chris Aiken Presents with Blitz from Overkill.
Okay.
And then I'll be on
Tuesday. Blitz Ellsworth from Overkill.
That's right. And then I'll be on Tuesday on Locals at, I forget what time, but it's on the thing on the Locals for you VIPs with Martin Pohl from, whatchamacallit, Mystic Prophecy. And then I'll be on Thursday for Talk To Me, which we've already recorded. So, and I know that's a fun one, so you'll want to watch that. And then I'll be back Saturday. So bad wing or not, I'll be around.
Yeah, Chris will be like overload of dick on me.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll get your fill of dick, yeah, or Chris.
You're gonna get miles of Chris the dick.
Exactly.
So there you have it. So there we go. Good enough.
All right. All right. Well, we're gonna get out of here so Chris can go rest his ailing wing.
That's right.
And with that note, I will let you pick a closing song.
All right. Well, then I am going to pick, I'm going to pick Prong with the song Carved in Stone from the album Carved in Stone.
All right.
Because that's just a kick-ass song.
All right. Prong is such an angry name for a band. It
really is. Yeah, you're a prong.
You prong. How angry do you have to be to call your band Prong?
Well, you gotta be pretty pissed.
All right. Well, we're going to get out of here. God willing, we will be back next Saturday night and we will sing all over again. So for my very good friend,
Chris Egan,
this is Neely and we are out of here.
See ya.
Bye. We'll be right back.